Joined this morning by Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob, 6 days until Election Day. We hear frequently that this, quote-unquote, is the most important election in the nation's history. You, of course, have been covering the political beat for a few years now. Can you put some perspective on that?
Well, I think that's said every presidential election, Jay, because the candidates like to make it that way. And by the way, it is. These are important things. Look at all of the issues that are at stake in this one and some of the things that might change on an international scale if Donald Trump were to get his way in the White House, kind of the whole his association with NATO and support for other countries that the United States has provided since World War II, he'd like to fundamentally change some of those things. So there's a lot of things at stake and a lot of things that people are going to have to consider, and that's why there's usually such a heavy turnout for presidential elections.
All right, now you've been watching these developments the last few days, how things continue to seem to change. What's catching your eye here in these final days?
Well, certainly there is a tightening of this race. And there's no question that it is really, according even to the latest polls this morning, that some of the key states are basically tied. So we're talking about a toss-up for a lot of these states, but it's still, I think, a heavy lift for Donald Trump to manipulate the electoral math here. Remember, you need 270 electoral votes, and it's not just a matter of being ahead in a national poll. So, but things are tightening. There's no question about it, and he's in better shape today than he was a week ago, and we've still got 6 days to go, and that's a long time.
Yes, it most certainly does seem like it's going to be a long time. I want to switch gears just a little bit off the presidential election and get into one of the more contested local races, and that is in that 60th Senate district between Chris Jacobs and Amber Small. What are you seeing coming out of there?
Well, Tom Precious and I have been reporting on that in the news for the last week, that pointing out the all types of money from Senate Republicans, from a fund associated with the New York State United Teachers that had been pouring into this race on behalf of both of these candidates. It looks to me as if that may be slowing down in these last few days, and that maybe there is not as much money coming in for Amber Small. These are some things that we'll be keeping an eye on over the next few days, but that still remains the most competitive legislative race that we have in Western New York. And I think that there's going to be quite a bit of activity left there, although not sure that some of these outside sources are remaining as committed to this one as they are to some even more competitive ones down in Long Island.
Bob McCarthy, you've got a busy 6 days ahead of you. We'll let you get going on that.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you again next week after Election Day. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Sounds good.